Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Reverend Golter.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. 2017, let's see, what is going on in 2017? You have a birthday in 2017.
Sometime.
Is there anything, there's something special coming up in 2017?
Yes, 500 years since the Reformation.
500 years since the Reformation, since Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the castle church door.
Correct.
And many things unfolded from there.
Yeah, and a splendid opportunity for the church to rejoice over the preaching of the gospel.
Mm. What is the Reformation ultimately all about? There are many perspectives one can take on what has happened, what happened in the Reformation. Ultimately, what is the Reformation all about?
I think, Andy, this is going to give the church an opportunity to reflect on that, because there are lots of different ways you could slant this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether it's the nationalistic, you know, that this was a highlight of German nationalism. I mean, that's a possibility, and of course, Germany wants to take advantage of this, and rightly so, with all the people's interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people have even written, like, you know, the slant of the heroic Luther. You know, so we get into his struggles. There's the early Luther, and then the more mature late Luther. You know, and so we study this and think about this. But I think he. Frankly, if we Luther would be a bit embarrassed if we focused on him so much. In fact, he didn't want the church named Lutheran. That was a derogatory term that was labeled against him and those who followed him. And so, but we want to try to stay really focused on the essential theme of what the Reformation was about.
Well, we'll talk about how that's going to happen, or how we hope that's going to happen. Let's talk about what your involvement is in this. You serve as Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What are the tasks before you? You've served as a pastor, a district president, international missions, a number of places. As a pastor, what do you love about the Reformation, and what brings you to this position that you're so eager about?
Well, yeah, President Harrison asked me to serve in this way, and I thought it was an outstanding opportunity, mainly because the Reformation is about the gospel, and when you say that, it's about Jesus Christ, and He is our life. He is the church's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity to proclaim and publish and magnify the one Savior of the world, and for the church to rally around Him and that message. So when he talked to me about this, I said, yeah, absolutely. Would be happy to try to lead, coordinate, collaborate with the church and all the entities and church ministry partners, and go from there. So that's the main thing is of my work. I mean, there's another project too, but we can talk about that later sometime.
So with 2017, we're wrapping up 2014 now, and so that means we're all the more closer to 2017. What do you hope to see in 2017? How do you want to go about celebrating this Reformation? What do you want it to look like? What do you hope for congregations, for the church? Who all will be involved? What do you hope 2017 will look like?
Well, prayerfully, by God's grace, I'd like to see every congregation, I mean, starting now, wrestle with what is the Reformation about, and then choose a multiplicity of ways to celebrate and to proclaim, you know, the main message of the Reformation, and, you know, that God justifies sinners apart from us. You know, Romans 4:5, you know, Paul talks about that. So, but I think it's an opportunity for us to reclaim to reaffirm, to recommit to God's marvelous story of, you know, this time of year, of becoming flesh and blood and being the sin sacrifice in our place. So I am certainly not the source or the center of all the multiplicity of ideas. Mm-hmm. I think that's out in the church. I would hope by God's grace to be the initiator, instigator, or to say, hey, hi, brothers and sisters in Christ, how you want to celebrate this? And then also that it's not mainly about us. Mm-hmm. Certainly we're going to have in-house celebrations. But, you know, Jesus keeps, you know, he loves to be among sinners, real sinners. And you know, that was the complaint against him. But, you know, he says, and there are other sheep who are not yet of this fold. And that ought to be our centering gravity, you might say, as we think through this this celebration, that there are people who have guilty consciences. And there's a plethora of false gospels out there, you know, a plethora of gods. But we know by God's grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit who the true God is, and we must get out and tell it.
So your hope is that this would be far-reaching, that this is not just something that we as congregations have among ourselves, that not that we just have some dinners among ourselves and celebrate the Reformation as just the, you know, what happened in Germany in the 1500s, but rather that this is far more reaching than that, and it's not just about one night, it's not just about our one day.
It would seem that our Lord would be disappointed with that approach. I mean, if you look in John 4, you know, he tells his own disciples, you know, look up, lift up your eyes and see the fields are white unto harvest as the people from Sychar are coming across the fields. And so, yeah, we are to lift up our eyes and see this is a spectacular moment to proclaim to people outside the church, you know, that our neighbors. And I hope by God's grace, I mean, where the rubber hits the road is one of God's dear members of the congregation, when they go home and they're talking to their neighbor and they might say, you know, our church is celebrating this 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And perhaps the neighbor might say, well, what's that all about? Well, it's about Jesus. And, of course, then we can get into all kinds of conversation. But I hope it's that simple. In fact, the working theme that we're meditating on right now and using is Reformation 2017, : it's still about Jesus. And President Harrison wanted to put that word in there, still, which I think is significant. It's still about Jesus.
Hopefully it always has been and always will be. It's still about Jesus.
In fact, I found a wonderful citation in the Solid Declaration under the Doctrine of Election. Could I read it?
Certainly.
One part says, according to the eternal election of God, should be considered in Christ and not apart from or outside of Christ. And then skipping a few sentences, it says this. This is Article 11 of the Election on Election, Solid Declaration, paragraph 66. Thus, the entire Holy Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, directs all people to Christ as the book of life, in whom they should seek the Father's eternal election. So there's, I mean, when you look at Scripture, the Father points to the Son points to the Son, and the Holy Spirit points to the Son. I would say that gives us a good clue on how we should celebrate the Reformation.
That it's still about Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, very good. We're going to talk more in just a little bit about some of the things, how congregations can do that and what you hope. You mentioned that they might wrestle with some of these things. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation with Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to President Harrison here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're going to talk more about the Reformation right after this break.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're talking about the Reformation, the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and how we might go about celebrating that Reformation. And as you've pointed out, Reverend Golter, that this celebration isn't just a one-time event. It isn't about Martin Luther. It's still about Jesus. It always has been. The Reformation has always been about Jesus. It was never about Martin Luther. And you mentioned earlier you hope that in the next couple of years, as we prepare for this, that congregations would wrestle with this, would wrestle and struggle with this, and think about how we might celebrate the Reformation in 2017, this anniversary of the Reformation. What are some ways that congregations might wrestle with this? How do we go about wrestling with this? Are we? It sounds like education is going to be a part of helping us prepare.
Well, I think even the theme itself, you have to try to wrestle with, what does that mean? It's still about Jesus. And you have to understand at that point, well, is it Jesus as example, or is it Jesus as Savior? Mm-hmm. And there certainly are theologies out there that say Jesus is an example of how you are saved. In other words, he lived such a perfect and obedient life that he finally became God. And so if you follow Jesus as example and work your life in such a way to become more holy, you too can become a God. Now, that's Mormonism.
I was just going to say that.
But that's not what, you know, we have to understand. No, that's not God's salvific plan. You know, and it's still about Jesus. In other words, he's, as John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So there's only one Lamb. mm-hmm. whose blood is sufficient payment for every sinner's sin, for all sinners for all time. So I think that gets to the crystal core center of what the Reformation is about. And when the God's people understand that, they can look at the Book of Concord, study the confessions, because that's really the core issue in the Reformation is, did God justify sinners apart from their efforts or with some help of their efforts?
Well, the old Adam in us loves some good synergism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it rises up every day. So as the congregations, study the scriptures, study the confessions is a great opportunity mm-hmm. to get clarity on what the main thing is. So there needs to be in-house opportunity and study of the scriptures, the confessions, but also always leading to outward proclamation. It could be, we're looking into and we're just starting this whole thing, so we have a long way to go. But in terms of providing media help, Sunday school help, Lutheran schools help, and I think a big thing is going to be our Lutheran schools. You know, you get the kids involved, and our teachers are spectacular, and our principals, and how creatively they can proclaim that it's still all about Jesus, or whatever particular theme as a spinoff mm-hmm. would be. You know, it doesn't have to be this. to proclaim to their parents, this is a spectacular moment. I do think, as we were talking earlier, it would be rather myopic to have a divine service and it's just in-house. There needs to be, by God's grace, penetration into the community where God has planted every congregation. We're also trying to gather our church partners, Lutheran Hour Ministries and LCF and the seminaries. We're hoping to have a meeting here after the first of the year, mm-hmm. first couple of months, because many church partners are way ahead of us, frankly, and they're already planning and doing. But we want the left hand to know what the right hand is doing.
Sure.
So we can publish these ideas.
What about our partner churches, the churches that we partner with around the globe?
Yeah, I was over in Hong Kong preaching for their Reformation service. It was a wonderful moment to preach for the ordination installation of 8 men. But the president of the Hong Kong Lutheran Synod, he said, Randy, we're looking to Missouri Synod to kind of lead the way. So I would suspect there are other church partners that may be thinking that, or else they've already got plans themselves. But that's one of the areas that we need to cultivate, to listen to our church partners, see what ideas they have, and we can learn from that, or else we can give them some of our ideas. But we certainly see this as a global mm-hmm. A global opportunity
to encourage one another to focus on the fact that the Reformation is all about Jesus, and find those opportunities to tell our neighbors about, to talk with our neighbors about who Jesus is, what he has done for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what I'd like to see by God's grace is that, well, the help of the whole church, that when we say, if a question is asked, I mean, similar to the question of 1 Peter 3:15, be able to give a defense for the mm-hmm. hope that lies within you. And that's in the context of just being a faithful Christian from 1 Peter 2 through 5 is all talking about just being a faithful Christian. And a neighbor asks, that when we say it's still all about Jesus, I would hope that people will come up with lots of ways to respond to that. And it's not necessarily going to be, well, don't you know that we're justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ apart from what we do? Well, that probably isn't going to set well with most people.
What does that mean? I think, is probably what many might ask.
It could be as simple as, well, I know that I've offended my God, and now he's I deserve punishment, but that's been placed on Jesus Christ instead of me. And it makes me very happy. Maybe that's all you need to say.
Hmm.
You just plant a seed.
Mm-hmm.
But that fundamentally is the Reformation, is the proclamation, preaching, repetition of the gospel.
Truth, gospel truth, that this truth can never be suppressed. It can't be, I mean, God's truth, God's gospel is always going to prevail.
I found, you know, the historic Reformation gospel is John 8, 31 to 36, where Jesus says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Luther, in his commentary on this verse, he says this. He says, therefore, if you want to be free, it must be your first concern to be rid of sin. Then death can be deprived of its sting, its right, and its might. And then one can also be delivered from sin. So when you think about appropriate celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation,
mm-hmm.
how people are clamoring, whether they know it or not, how to get rid of their sin, how to quiet that nagging, barking dog conscience. And we've been given the answer in Scripture.
And so the next few years are a great time to study that, to wrestle with that. And 2017 will be an ideal time to celebrate that, to celebrate all that we've been learning and wrestling with over the last couple of years in that Reformation.
I could see congregations and church partners spreading it out through the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe highlighting different aspects of the Lutheran doctrine and how it relates to the proclamation of Christ.
As we go through the next few years, I know we're still kind of early in the game, early in the process here, but as congregations, church leaders, pastors are thinking about how they might wrestle with these issues over these topics over the next few years. And maybe they want to start networking, or maybe they want to share ideas or find other resources to get ideas. How can they get in touch with you?
They can call me here at the International Center and ask for me. My email will be on the website. We're going to set up a specific Reformation 2017 website.
Mm-hmm.
Which will have resources, articles, plus a publicizing of how other people are celebrating, planning to celebrate the anniversary of the Reformation.
So even checking out the LCMS website, lcms.org, they can get in touch with you that way. They can call the International Center here and ask for you and find you that way. Email, did you say?
Email as well, yeah.
Okay, and that is?
Randy.Golter@lcms.org.
G-O-L-T-E-R.
G-O-L-T-E-R. And I'll be happy. It'll be a wonderful privilege to talk to people. And frankly, I'm looking to gain more ideas from the church than from me.
Sure. We have a wealth of knowledge and experience and so that would be great to use those resources, share them, start networking. Well, thank you, Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for helping us start thinking about how to celebrate the Reformation in 2017.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.